This is WKSU's Shuffle. A new music video series is putting Akron's DIY community on a bigger stage. For this week's Shuffle, WKSU contributor Brittany Nader talked with Adam Bonomo of Alternative Attic. It's bullshit.
Bonomo got involved in the local music scene when he moved next door to a DIY venue, Akron's It's a Kling Thing House. He started filming bands for a program he was working on as a student at the University of Akron. He then started inviting bands he knew to perform in his attic, in parking decks, DIY venues, and other spaces in the area.
It started off just being me trying to just show music in weird places, mm-hmm. places that you wouldn't normally associate live performances happening. Not even really shows, but just kind of people coming over to my apartment to have me record them. Now it's just kind of turned into me booking shows, doing promotion for shows.
As far as putting the videos together, do you have like a small crew of people helping you with that?
Yeah, I have two people that help me regularly. I know I personally usually listen to the bands that are about to play a lot so I can try to get an understanding of like, okay, if they play this song, this is probably something I need to highlight, like, you know, a cool little drum fill or something, like a little bit of research and planning goes a long way, I guess.
Alternative Attic has posted about 50 videos on social media since it launched last summer. One of its most popular clips and performances was Akron pop band Dream States with their song Midas at the Oakdale House.
Addiction is not ready, been blowing since ultra heavy, and getting heaven better as if the devil is out to get me. Graduated from that college, now I'm permanently polished, and I haven't met a musical challenge yet that I can't demolish. So whatever you call it, amazing, appalling, a calling, obsession.
You spotlight a lot of lesser-known bands in the area who are sharing your videos in place of a professionally shot music video.
Honestly, a lot of these artists would love to have videos but cannot afford them. If you were able to take a look at how this whole crazy DIY network is set up throughout the whole country, and like how bands that have went on tour and have stayed at this house, and this mm-hmm. house can reach out to that house to like talk about the local area and all the people that are like a part of it. It's just awesome, like how intertwined everyone is, and everybody kind of knows like everybody or one person that knows them. And for the first couple shows, I kind of just like knew a lot of the people that were about to play, but as it's went on, like I've definitely had a lot of help from other people in the scene.
Don't count on me, 'cause I just rather be alone. I can't explain why staring at the ground all day.
I remember going to like one like first or second house show, and like I was in the basement of Kling. And I saw this band play, and I just remember being like, wow, this is amazing. And like, I bet that, and no one other than the people that are in that basement had any idea that this was going on. And there was like 10 or 15 people there. And it was like, well, seriously, one of the best shows I ever saw. I feel like being able to take like an experience like that and then make it so that other people can see it is kind of what the whole thing's like about. Just how great it is whenever like a community of people just come together and support each other, and we're just gonna try to grow and build and try to give these people a bigger platform.
My heart wide open, open, open for you.
That's Adam Bonomo of Alternative Attic. His next showcase is tonight at Musica, featuring five area bands, including Roid Rage, Penny Arcade, and Slow Burn. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. I'm Brittany Nader, 89.7 WKSU.